Welcome to my Blog Talk radio show, Love Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach, singer-songwriter, and the author of a book titled The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am happy and excited to have Erin Birch back as my guest for Love Your Music this week. Join us for a conversation about our moms and how Erin is living her music with her mom's beautiful art. Hello, Erin, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, Margot.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you back on the show again. It's been 5 years since the last time you were on.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I had no idea. That's amazing. Wow,
yeah.
That was 5 years ago. A lot has happened in that time.
Oh, I know. I know. So much has happened in that time. Wow. And before we catch up on that, though, for our guests that are listening that don't know your mom that well, I'd like to have you tell us a little bit about your mom and her history so that before we get going.
Sure, sure. So my mom was a very well-known artist, mainly in the 70s and 80s and early 90s. And she came out of the Haight-Ashbury district in San Francisco, first creating jewelry in our kitchen and, you know, collecting bones and beads and putting one-of-a-kind pieces together. And I think what really drove that drove her art creation was wanting to give to people. So that really, and create beautiful things. That was deep in her. So she created jewelry, and then later that turned into some clothing. And today there's mugs and journals and tote bags and all of these things with her designs. And but it was really her starting from a place of, one, having this passion to create beauty, and then passion to give it and have someone else feel really good. Because we all feel really good when someone, if they give us something that they think would be good for us or that we might like, we feel really seen by them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when I think about it, I've thought about it many times over the years and what the motivation was, you know, and that it was really that spirit to create this beautiful art. My mom would call me and say, look at this painting. Look what I just painted. Look at this.
Hmm.
And it wasn't like she was saying, I'm so amazing, look at me. I mean, it was kind
right.
of that, but it was more that we could both stand back and go, wow, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And then she would get excited to put it on things, you know, and have everybody have some of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, she was amazing. She came into my life, as I've told you before, and started out in the 80s when I started noticing her cat earrings and things like that, and they had them even at Macy's, I remember. And
mm-hmm.
at the time, we just had a bird. We had a little blue parakeet named Feather. And so, you know, I thought, well, cats are cool, but, you know, that's not really what I want to wear. And then when I started seeing her birds, that's when I started getting the art to wear. You know, I remember wearing the tunics that she had with Toko, the toucan on it, and getting those
mm-hmm.
earrings of Toko's. And those were like for my first, while I was pregnant, but then also for my first Mother's Day, I think, was when I got the Toko earrings and pin and everything. And it just, you know, every Mother's Day since then, I've always wanted, and also a lot of birthdays and Christmases, have wanted to get things that Laurel had created as gifts. And I am just so happy that you have kept this going all this time, because she's been an angel in the sun since September of 2007. She became an angel just after my mom did in 2006. And so, you know, I mean, if it weren't for you, her art wouldn't be all over the world like it is now. And I just appreciate that so very, very much, because you're sharing it with the same spirit that she created it, of wanting to give and wanting to brighten the world up and make it a little bit more cheerful, a little bit happier, and a lot
mm-hmm.
more connection, a lot more connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved her talking
yeah.
about kindred spirits. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
that kind of brings me into wondering, how would your mom be during a time like what's happening right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, boy, I've called on her often in this period of time, and she is right there because she, you know, there was any time there was any kind of a cause. I mean, it would be during the earthquake or certainly 9/11 and, you know, all these different times. And she would create art because she wanted to do something. She absolutely, her heart just, you know, gushed, and she wanted to have people not suffer. And if she could do something, you know, she did. And right now, you know, it's just, I'm truly my mother's daughter. I thought, you know, what can I do in this time? And I went and found, we make fabric. I continued making my mother's fabric. And I went and I pulled way out in the back. I had these samples because we always get samples from the manufacturer and it just stays forever, you know, keeping some of everything. And I pulled it out and I cut a little piece to keep so that you do always have something. And the rest of it, we started making masks. And they are gorgeous. And, you know, it just fills my spirit because I have no doubt. You know, that's exactly what my mother would be doing. She'd be saying, I want people to feel good. What would make them feel good? Oh, I'm going to put these cats on this mask, or I'm going to put these flowers. Erin, aren't these beautiful? We need to make as many as possible and make people feel good. At least, you know, they can have choices, and then they can go with different outfits. And I can just hear her, you know, being excited in this, you know, we're in this kind of living, not kind of, in this living hell. And she would absolutely think of, how can I beautify this and have people, you know, find some silver lining and have something that was unique to them and made them feel a little special or have their heart sing a bit, you know, in this time. So I think, you know, she would be figuring out how to make new designs and more things. And I think, you know, she would absolutely be communicating with people and checking with on people and making sure that we all, that no one falls through the cracks and that we're there for each other. That's always who she has been. I mean, you mentioned kindred spirits. That was really about seeing that we are absolutely all connected. And she was way ahead of her time. I mean, it's a very old, old, ancient thought and understanding, but she really brought it to the forefront and really understood that we are kindred spirits. We are connected. And unfortunately, I think we're getting it more. It took a pandemic for us to really get it. Oh, yeah. Wow. We really are. And, you know, she would want us, and I, you know, this is really my want for us, is that we really are able to see each other. It kind of knocks everyone down a notch, you know, and goes, oh, you know, I see you, I affect you, you affect me. You know, we're all in this together. Mm-hmm. And to be talking about how we can be connected rather than how, you know, and how we're similar rather than how we're different.
And, exactly. You know, and that's one of the things that I've always loved about your mom and her art and her philosophy, and is that, you know, we're all connected. I mean, that has always felt so true to me. And I don't know, maybe it's partly because my mom was so loving and kind and creative also.
Yeah, I want to hear about your mama. Tell me about your mom.
Oh, my mom, she was, she's still with me every day. She and your mom both talk to me every morning. I write questions to them and some of my other angels that are up in the sun, and I ask them, what are you saying today, you know? And the thing is that they want us to be happy. They don't want us to go around being sad about them not being here. They want us to know that they're still connected to us and to all of the kindred spirits on the earth, and that includes all the animals and the fish and the birds and even the plants, you know. I mean, it's the flowers.
Absolutely.
All of it. And it just, there's so much that's beautiful in the world, and your mom and my mom both love to just to be in nature and just to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. And like you said, to really see you. That's, my mom was able to do that also. And I will always remember the times that I've had with your mom and how she was just so there. She was she was so in the moment. And I remember her talking about one of the slides I put in the slideshow that's also in the poster is the one of her signing one of her pieces of art for me while we were seeing her at Laurel Birch Day at Book Passage, and that was in 2002 on February 2nd. I will always remember that day because it was also my mom and dad's anniversary. He had passed away.
Oh, wow.
One, but, you know, so, I mean, they weren't celebrating it that day, but it happened to be that it was their anniversary that day, and we all went out to Chinese food afterwards. But, you know, it just, being there felt so good, and your mom's smile could just light up the place. And I remember her talking about courage and how courage comes from the heart, and that was the first time I had heard that and really had it sink in that, yeah, when we really love something or someone, that's when courage comes in, you know, because it's like that's more important than being afraid. And
That's beautiful. Thank you for reminding me or sharing that back with me about courage. That's really beautiful. You know, I created some jewelry, and one of the pieces, and it's with one of my mom's designs, and it's called Courage. And you know, I wear it and I hold it close to me, and it just feels really good. I made it in a metal that is irregular, the way my mom pounded things out on the back of a frying pan, and, you know, made them, handmade them. And you filling that in, you know, the courage comes from the heart. That's sweet. Thank you. Thank you for that.
Well, you know, it's so true. I mean, we can all focus on either love or we can focus on fear. And right now, fear is like trying to get us all. It's like,
yeah,
trying,
it really is.
Everywhere we go, it's like, you know, and there's so much false information out there too that sounds like it's true. And then people start sharing it and you start going, the more you hear it, the more you start thinking it's true. But it's not necessarily true. It's just, they're trying to get you to believe, or what they happen to believe, even though they're wrong. So,
and whether it's right or wrong, it might not, it doesn't serve us. Like, I know for me, my adrenaline starts to go and I start going down this path of, you know, like you said, fear.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that's something that my mom really instilled in me, is that, you know, you really can't, we all have the ability, and it's, I'm not saying it's easy right now, because there are some things that are really scary.
Right.
But there's lots of levels of it. You can go to total freak out, you know, or you can be, you know, okay, let me try and see what's happening here and how much of that information should I ingest into my being, or should I, you know, let me see how to calm myself. But one of the things that my mom did, you know, when she wasn't feeling good, and, you know, she had this very rare bone disease, so she was often in fear of you know, breaking her bones. And I'm sure now, since she passed in 2007, when I reflect on it, I think, you know, I didn't think this before, but I'm sure she was also fearful of dying or when that would happen. I didn't, mm-hmm. she didn't talk about that. We didn't talk about that, but of course, you know, I think it, within her mind, she didn't want me as her daughter to be worried about that. But the way that she worked with her fear often was certainly to create beauty and to, rather than look at the darker side of things, to create some joy and to kind of get lost in that, or to do what you were just saying. She would prefer to see someone else and look them in the eye and be totally present with them. That that connection was a place that she wanted to be, and to have somebody else feel not fear, and to actually feel seen and caught and okay, mm-hmm. you know. And she had to do that for herself constantly, because it was scary. She would tell me when I was really young, if I was having a bad day, she'd say, sometimes you just have to get up in the morning and go in your closet and put on some bright thing. Now, I didn't have the same bright things that she did, but, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, and, you know, she said, if I'm not feeling well, I go and I put on my most brightest magenta and teal and my favorite shoes, and I lift myself up, you know, and do it from the outside in sometimes, you know, yeah. rather than the inside out. And I take that with me. You know, some days when I'm not feeling good, you know, it's like that time when you're like, I'm not going to take a shower to get today. Forget it. And you're like, no, no, right. I'm going to do it all because it will make me feel better. I'm going to smile because it will get me feeling a little better, even though I don't feel like it, you know, or I'm going to see somebody else. I'm going to express my appreciation and gratitude, you know, because it will lift me, and I can, you know, I could go on and on about that.
Yeah, no, it's so true. And I was just realizing lately, and you're right about the thing about when you're working at home, a lot of times you're going, well, I can take a shower tomorrow or whatever. But I realized my guest last week was a woman named Ginger Burr, who's an image consultant, and she's incredible. She's fantastic. I met her through mm-hmm. Cheryl Richardson. She was Cheryl Richardson's image consultant back during when she first had her books out. And one of the things I realized as I was preparing for that show, though, is I started realizing when I look my best, I feel my best, and when I feel my best, I sound my best. And I was going, whoa, that is just so simple. But when I look my best, I feel my best. When I feel my best, I sound my best. And it's gotten me to take showers basically every day since I had her on the show, because, you know, I started realizing, wait, it's worth the time, because I feel it's something I can control that helps me feel better.
Exactly.
And then when I feel better, I sound better to other people because I feel better.
Sure.
And I'm able to be more loving and more kind and more present. And,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and so many people, I mean, they go, Margo, oh, you're so positive. You know, Margo is one of the most positive people I've ever known. And, I mean, I think some of them actually think that it means that I don't notice that anything bad goes on in the world. But for me, it's more like how your mom saw it. It's like, okay, there's all this stuff out in my circle of concern, everything that concerns me in the world. And then there's this little tiny circle in the middle that's what I can actually control. And the type of things that we're talking about are in your circle of control, what you decide to focus on, what things mean to you, what you decide to do, how you decide to live your life. And that's
your outlook.
Yeah, exactly. You can choose your outlook. You can choose your outfits, and you can choose what scarves and jewelry you wear, things like that. But, I mean, you can't change what's going on outside in the world, but we can think about it in ways that make us feel better and make us feel less afraid, and therefore we can help other people. So That's one of the main.
It's very powerful, and I think we can't be reminded of that enough. I mean, I watch myself, you know, dig into something and find myself in this, you know, circle and
mm-hmm.
being either negative or discouraged or, you know, or that person or, and then I'm like, wait a minute, whoa, you know, and when I think, wow, I can actually choose how I think about that, how I think that, how, you know, I can actually choose. There's not one response to things, you know, there's not the right and the wrong. There's like, I can actually decide, okay, yes, this is a horrible time. There's some horrible stuff going on. It makes me feel out of control and
mm-hmm.
I'm freaking out. I'm overwhelmed. I'm, you know, all of this. And I mean, lately, and I'm sure so many can just relate, it really comes
right.
down to just breathe.
Oh, I can relate too. I mean,
and,
believe
and,
me, I go
you know,
there too. I don't
yeah.
stay there as long as some people do.
Right, right. And there are definitely, yeah, we all, yeah, it's like we need the, yeah, I have to call myself back more often than not. Like today I was, we're creating masks and I'm trying to make them as fast as possible because they keep selling out. And then today I was like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. I'm making these masks and everything. And then I thought, oh my gosh, thank God I have this opportunity right now to do something in this time that is relevant and that is making a difference and that is beautiful. And it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I'm not making widgets or, you know, whatever. I'm creating these things that people are like, I want one and I want to give one to all my nurse friends. And I want to, you know, I want to have one to make me feel better. And that, you know, I have moments of complaining, you know, it's like, okay, Erin, you know, it's actually really helping you stay afloat right now to be able to
mm-hmm.
do this. I mean, I really would not be able to stay afloat with my business right now if I didn't have, and my mind would not be so good either, but it really gives me something that helps my business, makes people feel good, keeps my mind clearer, and like I feel, it's irrelevant. I guess it's not just relevant. I feel like I'm in one of the hardest times ever.
Feel
I just
connected.
Feel like I'm doing something. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It makes you feel connected with the people out there that you can't help in other ways. And
exactly. Exactly.
Oh, your mom would be so proud of you. And I can picture if she was here right now, she would be alongside you doing that and going, ooh, look
oh,
at
yeah.
the fabric that we could make the mask
oh, yeah.
out of and how good that could help people
yeah.
feel. And oh, God.
It makes me tearful. Yeah, I miss her so much. I mean, she's come to me so strongly in this time because it's, you know, it's just absolutely how she would be. She would be thrilled that you know, she could do something. I could just, yeah, I could just see her energetically, and she'd be, how do we get more fabric? How do we get more? We need more people to sew. And what about this one, Erin? Do you like this? You know, we have a different print on the front and different on the back. Ooh, look at this combination. I can just see her. So,
I can partly, yeah. A part of me can relate too so much because my grandmother was an artist, my dad's mom, and she wanted me to be an artist. And so she talked me into going to be an art major in college. And the thing that I liked best about it was the color, you know, the color and watching her
yeah.
do her oil paintings. And she kind of enticed me into it because of watching her squish the colors together and everything. I loved that, but I didn't really want to try to paint paintings. And it's so funny because I realized, though, I ended up cutting hair for a while in the early 80s and coloring hair, and I got really good at that, but didn't like the chemicals. I loved talking to the people. And then when I married Dudley, he, in 82, he had his graphic design and photography business that he had started in 1980. And I started working with him part-time in 85, and then by 90, when our son was born, I was working there full-time by then. And the color came into it through that, through the graphic design and through what the photography and all the different things there. And he's always asked me for my opinions about color, you know, because I feel it. Like, I think in a way, like, maybe not exactly like your mom, but I feel it, where it's like color combinations either feel good to me or they don't.
Yeah, exactly.
And whichever way it is, I can feel it really strongly. So, you know. But her use of color, I remember getting one of the coloring books that you have on, I think you still have those on the website, right? The Laurel Birch Art coloring books. Yeah, I still have the one that I got originally. I'm going to have to get another one, because the thing is it's so beautiful just as it is. I just have never been able to bring myself to start coloring in it.
Well, it's funny you say
that. I love
that
the way your mom's... What was that?
Sorry. Go ahead.
I just love the way your mom combines color so much that, you know, I would end up wanting to just okay, this is where she put this and where I don't know, her way of doing it was just so amazing. And Laurel Birch Studios is your website, and I highly recommend that people go there and check out all the different fun things that you have, all the colorful things, all the inspiring things, the posters, oh my gosh, the poster that I put in the one of the things I put in the slideshow is that poster of the celebration of kindred spirits. And I love what it says. It says, share dreams, inspire love, heal hearts, embrace spirits, nurture souls, share feelings. And then her beautiful signature, Laurel Birch. And I love how she would write those things in her gold pen and in the and her printing was so beautiful. And then her handwriting for her signature too. It just, everything about it was just so amazing. But you know, time's flying by. We've only got 18 minutes left, and I'm thinking about the fact that you have a new location in Berkeley. You were telling me about.
I'd love to share. I'd love to share about that. I am thrilled. I had a warehouse space in Berkeley, just down from the main part of 4th Street, and it was a great space, and I do all my office was there, and then we fulfilled our website from there. But I wanted a place that people could come to. You know, I wanted to be able to have people walk in and see the art and be able to have a little shop, and I wanted to have my office there and some room to do business and a conference room. Well, I found that space, and it's in Berkeley. It's on 8th Street near Gilman, and we moved in. It's twice as big, red brick building, just perfect. We moved in on March 15th, and then the next day, everything shut down.
Holy cow.
So it's like, yeah, literally, you know, my rent doubled, and I was just thrilled. This was like, I had a really good year last year, finally. I'd been working really hard since I took the business on in 2012, and just really working my butt off, and then I was so excited to be able to have a place that people could come that was going to be open to by appointment or do sales or, you know, and I still have that space, but it's just scary right now. I have to figure out how to get through this time. But where the warehouse is totally set up to fulfill the website, but we're in boxes still everywhere else because I'm the only one who's been coming in to fulfill the orders. And now we're doing the masks, and I write all the notes that go to everybody, and I package everything. And I'm doing almost all of it. I've got some help. Some folks are working from home, and obviously people making the masks are working from home. So we're still going, and you know, if I'm determined to make this work, I really want to, if we have to have, you know, a line down the block every 6 feet, then we'll do it for our warehouse sale this year. But I you know, I'm really hopeful, you know, because it's positive. It's what I'm creating is something that makes people feel good. I mean, I have the best job and the best opportunity in the world, you know, and, you know, I want to say at the beginning of this, you said that, you know, I'm doing because of me, you know, I'm the only one doing this. My brother actually has had a big piece in this as well. And he does all the Laurel Birch internationally. So I can't take all the credit because he really took care while I was taking care of my mom when she passed, he was running the business. And then we both decided, let's separate the world and I'll do the domestic and he'll do international. So I couldn't have done it without him getting that started and going. And I'm just keeping it going and, you know, keeping my fingers crossed that I can keep sharing the love and, you know, that people will come and certainly go online, you know, like you said, to laurelbirchstudios.com. And I'm thrilled about some of the new things that I've created. I've taken my mom's like known designs of her blue cats and Michaela and the wild horses of fire and put them on things like nightgowns and these beautiful rain capes and gorgeous umbrellas and these tote bags. And I have a full jewelry collection and, like you said, posters and greeting cards and puzzles. And it just goes on and on. We've got paper
and
napkins.
T-shirt.
We've got wallets.
And t-shirts. I love the t-shirts. In fact, I've got one of them on right now that's got the horses on it. It's kind of got the indigo and purple.
And I sent you one yesterday.
You had that on yesterday?
No, I was just saying, and Dudley ordered one for you yesterday that I packed and put a note in, and you should be receiving soon.
I think it already came in the mail because I saw the beautiful label from Laurel Birch Studios on it. And, it's my favorite thing to get Mother's Day or birthdays or Christmas. Like I said before, I just have so many different things that I love having her art sprinkled throughout my home, what I wear. I'm actually drinking my water while I'm doing the show out of one of the Parrots and Ponies coffee mugs.
And that's great.
It's like each one of the things that I see and wear of hers, each one of them reminds me of her and her courage and her optimism and her determination to look for what was good in life and to look for what she could do to help and be helpful and to be loving and kind and creative. I mean, those three words I've realized are the things that matter to most to me when it comes to people who are leaders in our life, whether it's parents or people that we work with or the leaders of our country. I would really like to have our leaders of our country be people who are loving and kind and creative. And
yes.
Let's hope that can happen someday, but, you know,
right now,
we all just need to do what we can in our own ways to spread love and spread joy and spread creativity and spread also the fact that we are all one. We are all one, you know. I remember Wayne Dyer used to say, it would be like a tree fighting with its own branches. You know, we're all just different branches of humanity. And it's just ridiculous for us to be fighting with each other instead of looking for a way to find a win-win solution where love can win instead of, you know, having people get angry. And just, I don't know.
Yeah, we have our work cut out for us.
Yeah, but you know, it really, I don't know about you, but I've noticed it seems like people are starting to be a little bit more aware of, wow, we are all people and we're not all in the same boat. I mean, somebody had written that on Facebook and then they had also said, we're not, you know, because I mean, some people are in really big, wonderful boats and some people are in little leaky boats or
That's
whatever.
Right. Right.
But the thing is that we are all going through something together that proves to us that we're all more alike than we are different. and
right.
that
right.
the only time that any of us is guaranteed, my mom always said this, guaranteed we have is right now for ourselves and with the people and animals that we love. You know, none of us know. I mean, right now everybody's uncertain about how long we're going to be here or they're going to be here or their loved ones are going to be here. But in reality, that's really true all the time. It's just that we get that everybody gets so busy they don't even remember that that's the case.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. That's really true. Yeah, I think we really take for granted so much. And, you know, I appreciate that you said that there we are all in this together and this is affecting everyone. And we are all human beings going through this human experience. And, you know, it really is affecting different people in different ways. I mean, the African American community is getting really hard hit. The, you know, the Latina community is getting, you know, really hit. And those are not, they are not, if someone doesn't have the means, it's going to look really different, this whole thing. So, although we are going through this thing together and we have an, I look at it as we have an opportunity to recognize how the same we are. But then what we do with recognizing that is, that's all over the place. You know what I mean? I think
yeah.
we have a lot of people are recognizing and going, wow, you know, this person who's homeless on the street, I could, you know, they could give me this, you know, give me COVID or I could give it to them. We're
mm-hmm.
both susceptible, you know, we are the same in that way. But,
right.
you know, I can go home to my mansion and, you know, quarantine by the pool in my home, or I could be in this cardboard box. That's a very different experience.
Yeah, and the people that are in those mm-hmm. better situations hopefully are finding it in their heart to donate money to the different organizations that are helping.
Yeah.
We've been yeah. watching Jimmy Fallon's show, not all the time, but we record it, and watching him doing it from home and having different people on, and what organization, what charity that they are promoting, not promoting, but, you know, suggesting people donate to as much as they possibly can. And it's a reminder for all of us that can to donate what we can, whether it's money or time, like you're saying, time also creating the mass
mm-hmm.
and doing those things. Excuse me. But the other thing that I've noticed is that okay, the essential businesses, right? You know, there's the list of the essential
mm-hmm.
businesses. Those are businesses mm-hmm. that people were taking too for granted before. You know,
mm-hmm.
the people
mm-hmm.
that sell us groceries, the people that work in the hospitals, all of those things, they need to be honored for what they do, you know? And
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
that's one of the things that I see
Absolutely.
Happening more. I think I'm seeing, at least here in Marin, a little bit more kindness and a little bit
mm-hmm.
more of people, you know, noticing that we're all humans, whatever work we do
yes.
or whatever place we live
mm-hmm.
or whatever color our skin is or our hair,
mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
sort of thing.
Yeah, I see it. There really is. I do see a lot more gratitude and appreciation, you know, and recognition for things that it might have just been that person who was bagging your groceries that, you know,
right.
you didn't realize, you know, in this situation, they're putting themselves at risk every day.
Right, exactly.
You know, to be, you know, with that many people coming through.
Yeah, and it's a reminder, and I know your mom would have been this way, too, to always be kind to people, you know. I mean, I've always enjoyed talking
mm-hmm.
to the people who are bagging the groceries or ringing them up or whatever or getting us something from the deli
mm-hmm.
or whatever, and talking to the people in line
mm-hmm.
and just spreading some smiles and kindness wherever you can. We're getting close
yeah.
to the end of the show, though, and have you thought about something that you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it goes along with what you were just saying. You know, I always like to notice the people that are in the background, or the people, just like you're saying, the people that maybe aren't the loud ones or the ones that are, you know, I don't know, but the people, we all need to be seen. And I think we all agree on that we all, we deserve and we need to, we want to be loved and seen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what I really hope for is that if we all really know that, one,
mm-hmm.
and then we think of ways that we can have people feel seen by us. How can I have this person feel seen by me? And it's going to be different today because I can't give them a hug. I can't
right.
shake their hand. I can't show them my smile. I mean, right now with a mask on, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So how, what are the ways that we can, you know, how can I make sure they feel seen by me? It might be something, you know, my mom would, like you said, you know, she would comment. She'd say, oh, my God, your eyes are so beautiful. And you would just crawl into your heart and you'd feel loved and seen. Or, you know, just whatever the ways are, or thanking somebody or noticing something that they did or something about them. We all have the ability, and it's free. It works, you know, constantly. I mean, it's something that everyone can do. Have everyone in your life or that you come across, do something that has them feel seen and special.
And
really,
you know what?
Have that
when you were talking about that, your voice and what you were saying and how you were saying it reminded me so much of your mom. So much of her, like, you know, she is so, so much a part of you, and you're so, you're just, I'm so thankful that you're here on Earth, and you're an Earth angel, and she was an Earth angel, definitely. Now she, and my mom are angels in the sun, and when we get out in the sunshine, they are shining our love, their love and light on everybody out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I
really want to thank you, Margot. You, you know, I work with my mom's art every day, and I get to be around the color, and you know, I see my mom's name written, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I can just be in kind of the work mode of it. And
right.
what you've done for me today, I have felt her very close in this period of time, but you really reflected back to me, my mother, right now. You know, you really gave me a gift today of feeling her, you know, brought tears to my eyes. I feel my heart. I feel the missing of her, the appreciation of who she was. You know, it wasn't always easy for her. She wasn't always perfect, you know,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
None of us are.
But,
we're all human.
For sure. But inherently, she had these gifts and these desires and this passion to create good and beauty and to have people feel seen. I mean, absolutely, that at the end of the day, through and through, that was what her mission was. And it was really easy for me to take on this work and continue it when I realized, oh, that's my mission too, whether it's through hip-hop dance or film or whatever. And now I get to do it through spreading her art and continuing her art.
Well, we're going to be cut off in just about a minute, but I just wanted to say that I had read recently that appreciation is gratitude in action. And I've always felt that appreciation was a slightly different thing than gratitude, and they're both important. But I love that idea that appreciation is gratitude in action. It's the actions that you take of saying thank you, actually saying thank you, not just thinking it, but saying it.
Yes, that's right. Well, thank you. It's, you know, I so appreciate you. You're amazing. My mom adored you and loved you, and you know, we're going to get through all of this together. Visit me at laurelbirchstudios.com. Visit me at my place on 8th Street when we can do that. And let's keep taking care of each other and, you know, creating some beauty. And
Oh,
good.
I'm sending you big e-hugs or virtual hugs.
Back
and sending
to you.
Them, yeah, and sending love and appreciation to everyone out there. Everybody out there, share this recording of the show and go to laurelbirchstudios.com and get yourself some fun things to wear and to see around your home. Bye for now, everyone.
Oh, if you're listening live, 3 o'clock at laurelbirchstudios.com. The masks are coming out 3 o'clock today. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. Take care, everyone.
All right. Well, thanks for letting me know. Thanks again for being on the show and for all you do. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Be
thank
well.
You. Thank you. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye.